Luka Brajkovic is joining us here on the postgame show. And Luka, great to see you as always. Congratulations on this win here tonight. And it looked evident earlier that you guys were able to steal some of that momentum from Saturday and move it into this game tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we started off really hot, and I just think, like, even though we were up the whole time, we never gave him a lifeline. We just kept pushing, and I was just so glad that, like, even though, like, we were up at 20 at some point, like, we just wanted more, and I think it was evident today that, like, we didn't give him a lifeline.
Defense was solid. You hold him to 49 points, but I know a point of emphasis coming in was to hold Croswell in check. He's pretty tough down low, but you guys did a pretty good job of collapsing right away to limit his opportunities.
I mean, yeah, as you said, Croswell is really tough, a great rebounder, top 15 in offensive rebounding, so we had, like, a big emphasis in practice to box him out, like, just, like, make it as tough as possible for him. And I think especially the guards, they sunk in every single time, and that just helped us big men tremendously, like, to not give him any second chances.
You and Nelson seem to really have good chemistry and everything. What about his improvement lately? He's playing a bigger role for you guys.
I mean, Nelson's just, like, on the court, like, you just know he's doing everything for the team to win. I mean, when he's on the court, I just, like, have somebody I can really trust on defense and on offense, a really unselfish player. And as you said, he improved tremendously, and it just shows every time he steps on the court. I mean, how he, like, the way he moves, he's really athletic, really good defender, and with him on the court, like, we have a, I mean, that just gives us a completely different look.
Yeah. Tonight, you tried to dunk right on somebody at one point. Take us through that play. I think he was, you faked the pass, and he didn't quite go, and you said, I'll just try to dunk on him.
Yeah, I tried to dunk on him. Didn't quite work out. he hit me in the face, though. I mean, it would be nice to add that to the poster collection, but, like, maybe against Dayton.
Well, we just don't need to show the result of the shot. You're up there long enough. You can just posterize the first part of it.
That's true. Like, if the photograph caught it in the right moment, like, I can still brag about a poster.
Well, it's still good. Nobody needs to know the end.
Exactly.
Again, back to Nelson a little bit. You guys had a little two-man game working on several occasions, didn't you?
Yeah, I mean, definitely. Like, when I had the ball in the post, like, they completely, like, forgot how quick he is, and his cuts were just tremendous, and I didn't have to do much. I just had to, like, bounce it on the floor, and I knew he's going to get it.
Tell us about the tennis ball. Coach brought that out a couple games ago after St. Joe's, and it worked against Rhode Island. He still had his bouncing around. You still have yours somewhere?
Yeah, mine is in the locker room right now. Okay. Yeah, he told us after the St. Joe's game, like, we just had a film session, and he came, like, with a bag of tennis balls, and, like, he just said, we're going to bounce back. So everybody has to carry a tennis ball at all times, which is kind of funny sometimes. Like, we walk into class, see each other, and, like, bouncing tennis balls around.
It's got to be tough for you. You're 6'10". That thing's got to bounce pretty high up, man.
No, they're actually, like, there's a lot of air in them, so that's actually pretty nice.
Have you ever played tennis?
I did for 1 year because, like, I used to be a huge Novak Djokovic fan because he's from Serbia. So I wanted to try tennis, but it wasn't my sport. Like, I just, like, was too slow for tennis.
I know the last couple of days you weren't feeling that well, right?
Yeah.
You do to get ready for tonight?
I mean, I got a little sick, but not too bad. Like, I almost didn't feel, like, I didn't feel it tonight at all, actually. It was just the great care, Dr. Lutz and Justin, they really took care of me. I just went to their office. They actually just, like, told me what to do to hydrate a lot, and this helped me tremendously for tonight. I mean, I didn't expect to be as ready as I am.
Well, Luka, we appreciate you stopping by tonight. Congratulations on this win. Get some rest as you guys get ready for Dayton on Friday night.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks, Luka.
Luka Brajkovic joining us here on the postgame show. Appreciate it.